Within days, Australians will be able to buy rapid antigen COVID tests at the supermarket, which deliver a result in as little as 15 minutes. Both major supermarket chains plan to sell the home testing kits at selected stores. But some experts worry it could provide a false sense of security. Gavin Coote reports.
When you head to the grocery store to stock up on eggs and milk, you'll soon be able to reach for a COVID test as well. Woolworths and Coles plan to begin selling rapid antigen tests in some of their stores from early November. Woolworths Chief Executive Officer Brad Banducci says the kits can already be pre-ordered.
So we can either ship them to the home or for key stores inside the Woolworths supermarkets, they will be available on shelf as well.
Rapid antigen tests are being widely used in Europe and the United States and deliver a result within 15 minutes. They'll cost between $10 to $15 each, so are cheaper but less reliable than the PCR test, which take a number of hours to process. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has already approved 9 tests for at-home use. Its head is Professor John Skerritt.
Firstly, there's no constraints as to where they can be sold, including online, convenience stores, petrol stations, anywhere. There are a few rules around the advertising of those tests. They can be advertised, but, for example, they can't say our test is better than their test. So there are controls, and that's usual for medicines and medical devices at comparative advertising and claiming. Also, for example, they can't claim to be diagnostic, you know, because it is a screening test, and people who test positive should go and have a PCR gold standard test.
The accuracy of antigen tests also depends on how well a sample is taken. Burnett Institute Associate Professor David Anderson reckons more guidance will be needed for use at home.
They are currently being used in some workplaces where they're being administered by people where that's their job to do them. Even if you do the test properly, it will miss people and it can give a false sense of security. You're sick, but you do a rapid antigen test, you don't swab your nose properly and you think everything's fine. And so you go about your daily business and expose lots of other people.
Dr. Leslie Russell from the University of Sydney's Menzies Centre for Health Policy thinks rapid antigen tests have a small but important role to play in the response to COVID, though she agrees there's still a lot that remains unclear about their use.
Let's imagine you're having a family gathering, a big wedding, and everyone wants to be very careful, so everyone agrees that they'll take rapid antigen tests, all hoping, of course, that they'll be negative. And other people, shock, horror, might actually get a positive test. What happens then? There needs to be someone on the end of the line with some expertise and training to advise those people about what happens next. At the moment, this is really a commercial venture. Yes, it's been approved by the TGA, but we're not sure what conditions are attached to their sale.
These will be somewhere between $10 to $15 a pop. That will certainly add up over time. Is access a little bit more mixed, I guess, once you start getting into those repeated and routine usages?
If they're going to be used like that, either mandated or with some sort of social pressure, then I think we have to start talking about what is the price and is this equitably affordable for all Australians to make sure that they're available as available in Bourke as they are in Sydney and Melbourne, and also whether or not there will be price controls or whether this will just be the market run riot.
That's Dr. Leslie Russell from the University of Sydney, ending that report from Gavin Coote.